Turkey hunting is one of my favorite things. And one of the key tools I use for turkey hunting is the Onyx Hunt Map. I use it incessantly when I'm hunting turkeys. Being able to find a new piece of public or gaining permission on private opens up opportunities for gobblers. Onyx Hunt has a special offer for you this spring. Use the code MEATEATER to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt. You'll find more birds this season. I'm telling you, I rely on Onyx Hunt when I'm hunting turkeys. It is an invaluable turkey hunting tool. Hey, we're going to take a little break here and talk about Interstate batteries. Now, if you're like me, enjoying the great outdoors, you need gear that is as reliable as it gets. That's why I power my adventures with Interstate batteries. I use Interstate batteries in my boats. I use Interstate batteries in my camper. Great for your truck, too. From Alaska to Montana, they're outrageously dependable. Battery is essential. With over 150,000 dealer locations, finding one is easy. For all your vehicles, land or sea, choose Interstate. Head to interstatebatteries.com and find your power today. I'm sure a lot of you guys remember the old ceremonial hunting tradition of eating the heart out of the first animal you kill. Meat from those organs are among the most nutrient-rich foods on the planet. You can get those same benefits your ancestors craved via convenient daily capsules from Heart and Soil. Find out more at heartandsoil.co. And remember, use code MEATEATER for 10% off your purchase.
It's a Meat Eater podcast.
Welcome to Meat Eater Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins. I'm your host, Spencer Newarth, and today we're joined by Steve Ranella, Giannis Patelis, Hayden Samick, Hunter Spencer, Garrett Long, and Randall Williams. Now, Randall, this is your first time on the show, so tell folks what you do here at Meat Eater.
I am a senior editor working on book projects and audio originals.
I like it. And awesome. Steve, you probably know Randall best, so how do you think he's going to perform in this arena?
I think he'll do strong. I think I'll beat him.
Okay. He'll do strong, but you're going to beat him.
Oh, has anybody ever done like a little Calcutta in one of these trivia games?
Oh, that'd be good.
We had
I think Randall is going to be up there in like Yanni class.
Okay. What would be the classes? Go through the tiers for us here.
Top tier one.
Yep.
Me and Brody.
Okay. Tier two.
Tier two would be Yanni, potentially Randall.
And trivia guests, according to the winning board.
I got to stick up for Hayden here. I think Hayden's kind of worked his way up.
No, he's an emerging threat. I think he sits
upper three, low two.
If Seth is down in a tier three, that would necessitate like a 0.5, and Hayden's in that zone.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Working your way
an
up.
Emerging threat.
I feel like I'm the upper half of a Yanni class.
You know? You think you're better than Yanni? Well, Yanni's
I mean, if there's two of us, I kind of feel like I'm
Now, if you're not familiar, this is a 10-round quiz show with questions from Meat Eater's four verticals, which are hunting, fishing, conservation, and cooking, and there is a prize. Meat Eater will donate $500 to the conservation organization of the winner's choosing. And each week here on Trivia, we reveal a new stat. This week, we're looking at total wins, which is something we haven't updated in quite a while. Because it's the end of the year, though, it seems like a good time to revisit the leaderboard. In first place, with 13 total wins, is the silent killer, Steven Ranella.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think that's where you'd be sitting at the end of the year?
Mm-hmm.
That's followed by our 2022 Meat Eater Trivia champion, Brody Henderson, who has 11 wins. In third place is a man who has come in hot over the last few months, and that's Giannis Patelis with 6 victories, and that's followed by Clay with 3, Cal with 2, and Seth, Chester, Hayden, Corinne, and Dustin Huff with 1.
Wasn't Corinne's an April Fool's joke?
Yes, I won that game. She was fed all the answers.
Yeah,
that, can I put that down on my list now?
You already got that win.
Oh, I did.
You both got that win. Yeah. And I wouldn't keep doing it if it didn't make you so angry every time it comes up. Now, we have some housekeeping to get to before we play. If you'll recall to last week's episode, I told Steve that I had good news And bad news for him, the good news was that there was a Star Wars character named Hammerhead. That correct answer changed the outcome of the game and gave Steve the victory over Giannis. But this week, I'm delivering Steve the bad news. Here it is. For that question.
That question was actually an artifact question, Randall. Had to do with artifacts.
Oh, I listened to this. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm more up on it.
For that question.
Oh, do you keep score?
I think that was one that Dan was on, so I just listened to it. Dan Flores was on that one.
He was.
But did
you
play or just listen?
I don't keep score. I just kind of.
Oh, I see.
It's easier to tell yourself that you won at the end.
Yeah. That's
right. Like, I feel like I do pretty good on all these, you know?
Yeah.
Now, for that question, Giannis gave the answer of Hammer. Hammer is a name for the stone tool we were looking at, but there's no Star Wars character named Hammer, or so I thought. While researching Steve's answer and the Hammerhead character, I came across an unnamed advanced recon commando who guarded cloning facilities in an episode of the 2010 TV Star Wars series, The Clone Wars. This commando didn't have an identity until 2021. That's when Lucasfilm Story Group executive Leland Shee tweeted out that the character's name was Hammer. This was legitimized later that year when an official Star Wars pack of trading cards came out that had the character and his name on them. So, because that tool can be called a hammer, and because that's also the name of a Star Wars character, then technically Giannis got that question right.
Oh, come on.
And that would mean that him and Steve went to a tiebreaker that episode, which Giannis won. So for the second time in Meat Eater history, I'm hereby stripping Steve of that victory and reinstating it to Giannis. Giannis, congratulations.
Oh,
how
man.
Does it feel?
The Christmas spirit is back.
It's back.
Hey, Steve, do you want to personally move those numbers back around?
No, I don't do that kind of work.
What you couldn't hear last episode was as I was reading this off to Steve, he grabbed the trophy and updated the leaderboard, gave himself an extra victory, stripped away from Giannis. So we're going to have to do that again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because in your intro, you even said I was down to at six victories.
Yeah, now.
Now I'm up.
We actually need
to
revisit the leaderboard. So in first place, with 12 victories instead of 13, is Steve Ranella. That's followed by our 2022 champion, Brody, with 11. And in third place is Giannis with 7 victories instead of 6.
That's fine, but I'm going to point something out.
Thanks, Spencer. What a Christmas present.
I knew my answer. Okay? Uh-huh. I knew my answer.
Yep.
He didn't have any idea what he was talking about and happened to be right.
Sometimes you get lucky in trivia.
You know, as I was researching this, I felt bad about how flawed the question was, but now I couldn't be more satisfied with the outcome of what's happening. He doesn't care.
What's the percentage of, like, when Brody plays that he wins?
Oh, he gets into that. That's interesting.
Yeah, Spencer, I got to tell you really quick. I mean, I couldn't believe what I was hearing in the last episode. I thought it was very out of character for you. And now that I know it was leading up to this, I'm very satisfied.
Here is the official trading card from 2021 that has the name of this character, which is Hammer.
Nice.
It's like Boba Fett.
Yeah.
So you're lucky we didn't play this game a couple years ago, Yanni. That would not have gotten you the victory. Now, the Shelby Index for this game of trivia is a 4, and with that, we're on to the round. Play the drop, Phil.
Look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything.
Game on, suckers!
Question 1. The topic is hunting.
Hold on a minute. Let me get
it. Doing a board update. Those are magnetic.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Question 1. The topic is hunting. This first great question comes to us via Mike Steffen. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia@themeateater.com. Who is the Greek goddess of nature, wild animals, and hunting? Is it Athena, Iris, Artemis, or Nemesis? Again, who is the Greek goddess of nature, wild animals, and hunting? Your choices are Athena, Iris, Artemis, or Nemesis. Steve was writing an answer before I even gave the choices. How confident are you, Steve?
Very.
Very confident. How's the rest of the room doing? Do you guys have an answer?
Feeling pretty confident.
What was that stat about the one that's always right is generally what? The third one?
C.
C.
Is everybody ready?
How you feeling, Randall?
Great.
Yeah.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Hayden saying Artemis. Randall saying Artemis. Hunter and Garrett.
They spelled
Giannis,
Hunter spelled it wrong.
And Steve all saying Artemis.
I'm no emerging threat.
They got it. The correct answer is Artemis. Artemis is the Greek goddess of nature, wild animals, and hunting, as well as vegetation, childbirth, child care, and chastity. She rode a golden chariot driven by four golden horned deer, and she was the daughter of Zeus. The outdoor industry
My kids got a book about her.
What'd you learn?
It's pretty good, man. It's violent.
Oh, is it that graphic novel?
Yeah.
That's...
Now, the outdoor industry has latched onto this goddess as there are bibs, tents, rifles, outfitters, and more that are named after Artemis. Question two. The topic is woodsmanship. What cosmetic product is often wrongly used as an at-home chiggers remedy? What cosmetic product is often wrongly used as an at-home chiggers remedy? The room looks sort of confident. No quick answers.
Randall wrote one down pretty quickly.
Oh, Randall, you know this?
No, I don't.
Okay. You know cosmetic products.
I mean, the first one that came to mind.
So you got a chance. One more time. What cosmetic product is often wrongly used as an at-home chiggers remedy? Does everybody have an answer?
Would you mind saying what I scratched out and what I have, please?
We can do that. Does everybody have an answer?
I like to cover my bases.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Hayden saying nail polish remover. Randall saying nail polish remover. Hunter saying foundation. Garrett saying shaving cream. Giannis saying nail polish. Steve saying nail polish remover. And he crossed out, I can't read that,
rubbing alcohol.
The correct answer is fingernail polish. We're going to give it to the people who said fingernail polish remover.
No,
those are very
opposite.
Different things. Yeah. Fingernail polish.
God,
this
Yanni,
old wives' tale suggests that applying fingernail polish to affected areas will suffocate the chiggers. The reality is that chiggers don't burrow into your skin, so the fingernail polish doesn't do anything but make your skin even more uncomfortable. The correct way to treat chiggers is taking a soapy bath, using Benadryl, and applying lotion to the irritated areas. Now, Giannis, was that just a guess, or did you know it?
No, man. Giannis schooled that shit, man.
You did?
Yeah. I've taken had a series of baths down, where were we, Missouri?
Mm-hmm.
Series of baths that were... had probably a gallon of bleach in them.
Oh, yeah, everybody
said so you don't
dude,
do that either. You don't do that
telling
either.
Us, they're like, drain some motor oil out of your truck.
when reading...
mix it with turpentine.
Expert takes and articles on this, they say do not use bleach and do not use nail polish. Like I said, bath, Benadryl, and lotion. Question three. The topic is public lands. This next great question comes to us via Eric Haas. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia@themeateater.com. What state is home to the Adirondack Mountains? What state is home to the Adirondack Mountains?
This is where I
seems like
I
a quick answer for
like
everybody
idiot,
except
man.
Garrett.
Thanks. God, man.
I know, man, because your dad's listening and he's going like... to know... Like, he's even going to know, like, how you lost.
Yeah.
Garrett, tell us what you were telling us before the show about your family listening.
Oh, they just, it's just, like, always this defeatism when they call me. They're just like, oh, sorry, man. Like, because I never do. You bring me
they're
on
like,
here
like,
to show
someday,
how smart
like,
other people
someday
are.
Someday you'll make us proud, son.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not my boy.
We can't just fill the room.
Keep sending me books.
We can't just fill the room with tier one competitors, Garrett. Yeah. One more time. What state is home to the Adirondack Mountains?
Garrett's
going to
get another set of encyclopedias for Christmas.
Now, how confident are you, Garrett, before we reveal the answers?
I would say like 1 in 50.
Okay. Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Hayden saying New York, New York, New York.
Garrett, I got the end.
Garrett saying North Carolina. Giannis and Steve saying New York. They got it. The correct answer is New York. The Adirondacks are within the Adirondack Park, which is the biggest national historic landmark in America. At 6 million acres, it's larger than Yellowstone, the Everglades, and Grand Canyon National Park combined. It's even bigger than the neighboring state of Vermont. Have you ever been there, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Doing what?
Just drove through. Haven't hung out there and done anything.
Mm.
Can we get a scoreboard update? This is like the only time
coming
I'm
in a couple
for
questions.
Lead.
Question four.
Yeah, he does it at five, man.
The topic is fishing. America's fourth longest river, which ends at the Gulf of Mexico, was once declared Colorado's best kept secret by Fly Fishing Magazine. What is it? America's fourth longest river, which ends at the Gulf of Mexico, was once declared Colorado's best-kept secret by Fly Fishing Magazine. Quick answer from Yanni. Yanni, did you spend part of your life in Colorado?
I did.
And do you think that gives you an advantage here?
Yes.
Okay. Looking for the fourth longest river, ends at the Gulf of Mexico, was once declared Colorado's best-kept secret.
You're looking for its name?
The name of the river.
When it hits the Gulf.
Looking for the name of the river.
I read a lot about this, but I never fished that river.
Okay. It's a little hint.
Maybe. A lot of rivers I fished in Colorado. Oh,
that's right. But not this one. Randall, you got this one?
I don't think so.
Hayden, you were quick with an answer.
I don't think I got it right. I was trying to work out a... I don't want to say any more.
One more time here. America's fourth longest river, which ends at the Gulf of Mexico, was once declared Colorado's best kept secret by Fly Fishing Magazine. Steve, do we have an answer? Working on it.
Dude.
Garrett, you have an answer?
Yeah, I mean, I would just change it for the next wrong one.
Go ahead. Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Hayden saying Snake, Randall saying Rio Grande, Hunter saying Missouri, Garrett saying Salmon, Yana saying Rio Grande, Steve saying Trinity. We have a correct answer in the room. It's Rio Grande.
Yana's got a perfect game.
At 1,800 miles long, the Rio Grande is about 200 miles shorter than the Yukon River and 300 miles longer than the Colorado River. The upper stretches of the Rio Grande and its tributaries offer world-class trout fishing for rainbows, browns, and native cutthroats.
Damn, Yanni's just tearing it a new one.
Until
right
I
now,
wrote
man.
This question, I didn't even know the Rio Grande was in Colorado, and I would imagine most folks are the same way.
That's why you don't play.
You're not going to believe me, but I had Rio Grande first, really? But I didn't think it went to Colorado.
That's why I like to scratch them out, just so people are like, so people are like, oh, you know, you kind of had it.
Yeah, he's close. Yeah.
Question five, we'll get a scoreboard update for Hunter after this. The topic
we're good.
Cooking. Improper canning is the most common source of this potentially fatal foodborne disease. We have Steve and Hayden in a race to see who can write faster, and I would give it to Steve.
Yeah,
I think Steve won.
Steve was done before you finished.
Here's the question again. Improper canning is the most common source of this potentially fatal foodborne disease.
The answer is not Rio Grande. Garrett.
Or Hammerhead.
There's probably a disease named after that river, I'd
He's
imagine.
Like Rio Grandular
disease.
Spelling is.
Does everybody have an answer? Who's going to come
actually,
up with one? Did Hunter lamenting on the spelling give you a hint, Garrett?
No.
Okay.
I'm just going to go with what I okay. have.
Well, yeah, I feel like you guys are really showing each other your shit over there.
For sure.
It's like...
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Hayden saying botulism. Randall, I can't read, saying botulism.
What'd
Hunter
you
saying
Yanni?
Salmonella.
Don't laugh at my
salmonella. Giannis and Steve saying botulism.
Does that count?
Very wrong. Man, but you thing. Got the answer right.
Giannis spelled like
it's
it was a Russian word.
According to the CDC, about 50% of botulism cases are directly tied to foods that were canned at home. The disease is fatal about 5% of the time. It can be avoided by sterilizing equipment, refrigerating canned foods once they're open, and using a pressure cooker when foods have a low acidity, such as asparagus, carrots, mushrooms, oysters, shrimp, beef, chicken, and venison.
In Cormac McCarthy's The Road, they're in a house looking for food, and he finds some home canned goods on a shelf. And even though everybody's starving to death and has resorted to cannibalism, he finds them and leaves them. He's a doctor.
Yeah.
For that reason.
He finds them. Well, he does. Yeah. That's what he's thinking.
Mm.
Then he finds the pears and the kid freaks out.
And they find a dried apple. Remember that?
I don't remember that. I believe you. Yeah.
Phil, we are halfway through the game of trivia.
Remember when they're fucking with that vending machine and find a can of Pepsi and he gives his kid a sip of Pepsi. Yeah.
And then they find a legless guy.
Yeah.
Phil, I'm thinking you could talk about the top two here.
Mr. Long, pick up your phone, start dialing now. Garrett has 1 point. Hunter Spencer is up next with 2. Got Steven Ranella with 3 points, along with Hayden. And Randall, new player, 4 points in second place.
Nice.
Ooh. And in first place, perfect game, Giannis Patelis.
My goodness, man.
Tier two is at the top.
I was intimidated. He's stepping it up. I was just stepping it up. I shouldn't have poked the bear.
Yeah,
I could have snuck in.
Yeah, that got to you.
I was holding my own tier by myself, and I didn't like it when I had this other guy jumping on my zone.
It's like, dude, trying to move in on tier two.
I was intimidated by Randall right away.
I had that effect on people.
Senior editor, man.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's got
like editors do good.
That was Brody's title.
Brody's got that title.
Yeah.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, high level.
Correlation.
Randall's got that intimidation thing. He's got the higher chair right now.
The type of projects they work on, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Spring is a great time to do something with your family. Do some spring cleaning, which I kind of started today outside, planning outdoor activities, which I'm always doing, taking a little trip to Hawaii with your kids for spring break, which I just did, which was great. You know what else you can do for your family this spring? You can shop for life insurance with Policy Genius. Make that part of your financial planning for the year. I've said it before 1,000 times, I'll say it again. When my wife and I, when we started having kids, we got serious about life insurance, and man, I felt so much better after we did. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it may not offer enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. So save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. The single most valuable tool I have for chasing turkeys next to my scatter gun is the Onyx Hunt app. If I'm hunting turkeys, I'm using Onyx. If I'm not hunting turkeys, I'm using Onyx. I'm always using Onyx. I live by that stuff. I can't tell you the number of birds this app has put me on by allowing me to easily find new areas to hunt. It's invaluable. I use it all the time. Even properties I know super well. And I'm at my buddy Bubbly Doug's house. I'm using Onyx, and I've hunted his place 1,000,000 times. With their compass mode, I can pinpoint exactly on the map where a gobble rang out from and then figure out the perfect spot to set up. Meaning, if I'm sitting there, let's say I'm at Bubbly Doug's, and I'm in the navel, and I hear I'll instinctively pull up Bubbly Doug's place on Onyx, and I'll look at the topography and I'll be like, oh, that sucker must be over in that little opening over there. Waypoints also, and the ability to share them, okay, comes in handy every spring. Whether that's revisiting old waypoints where I've been on birds before or sharing them to buddies to help put them on birds, this app will help you find more turkeys. Onyx Hunt has a special offer for you too. Use code MEATEATER to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt this turkey season. Hey man, after years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if you've learned anything, it's that there is always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, well, what's the catch? But it turns out there isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/meateater. That's mintmobile.com/meateater. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/meateater.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Question six. The topic is hunting. This is our OnX listener question of the week, which was won by Brad Cato. For sending this great question, Brad is going to get a 1 year premium subscription to OnX. If you want a chance to win, Brad Cato.
What's the dude's name that lived out behind OJ's house?
Kalen Cato.
Kalen Cato. Oh, yeah. His
this is the guy's cousin or
his
something.
His muscly friend or whatever.
Yeah, go on, keep reading.
Well, now he's got a subscription to OnX. If you want a chance to win our listener question of the week,
Cato Kalen.
Then send Kalen Cato.
Yeah. He like was like living rent free behind the Juice's house. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a great prize.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do the prize over again.
This is our OnX listener question of the week, which was won by Brad Cato, which is whose cousin?
No relation.
Okay, no relation. And he's going to get a 1 year premium subscription to OnX. Now, this is a visual question. If you want to see what the room is seeing, then go to Instagram and check out at Spencer Newharth. I'll make it my most recent post. This famous feral hog was killed by a Georgia hunter in 2004. What was the hog's nickname? The room is now seeing the photos.
Wow, like turns out that he...
Oh, we'll address it.
He might have been feral, but he wasn't a minute ago.
I need the name that this hog was given.
One of those big hogs turned up, and a guy, he's all over the internet with this big hog he got, and then the guy that just sold it to him came out, and he's like, I just sold him that pig. And he's got a picture of the pig loaded in a stockade.
We had Stephen Hayden with answers before I even gave.
Why was hogs so dirty?
Does everybody have...
Thanks for saying that.
Does everybody have an answer?
Hayden. He just said the answer.
Yeah.
Does everybody have an answer?
I change my answer and reveal your answers.
We have Hayden saying Hogzilla. Hey. Randall saying Hogzilla.
Sorry, guys.
Hunter saying Boss Hog. Garrett saying Nuts. Giannis and Steve saying Hogzilla.
God,
they got
Giannis
it.
On that perfect game still, man.
You were like, Hayden. I was like, I don't think I'm talking that much, man.
The correct answer was what, Hayden?
Hogzilla.
Hogzilla was originally rumored to be
Hogzilla
12
so
feet long and 1,000 pounds. Many considered it a hoax until 9 months later when scientists from a National Geographic documentary dug up its remains. Based on measurements they took, they estimated the hog was actually between 7 and 9 feet long and weighed about 800 pounds. DNA tests revealed that Hogzilla was a hybrid of a wild boar and a domestic pig. Question seven.
God, Yanni's on a perfect game.
The topic
Did I mention that?
Is woodsmanship. Be prepared is the official motto of what nonprofit?
God dang, man.
Be prepared.
Is that a good god dang or a bad god dang?
That's a bad one.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Is the official motto of what nonprofit? Giannis, perfect game on the line. Starting to write an answer.
I'm going to stay consistent with my last nonprofit answer.
Again, in the race between Steve and Hayden, I think we had Steve win. Again,
I did
on the
answer
quick
yet,
answer.
Bro.
Oh, okay. And he did win. Is that intimidating, Yanni, when Steve writes that quick?
Oh, for sure. For sure. No, it puts a little more pressure on you.
One more time here. The two words are be prepared, and that's the official motto of what nonprofit?
I think I know.
Let me see what you got. I'm not going to change mine.
Does everybody have an answer?
Yeah.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Hayden saying Planned Parenthood.
Oh, no.
Randall saying Boy Scouts of America. Hunter without an answer. Garrett saying DARE, which is what DARE drugs are. Yeah, yeah.
Drug abuse resistance education.
Okay, yeah. Yanni was a DARE member in school. Giannis saying Boy Scouts. Steve saying Boy Scouts. They got it. The correct answer is the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts.
They're about ready to settle a giant class action lawsuit, man.
For like
it's a sexual abuse class action lawsuit, yeah.
The motto first appeared in the 1908 handbook, Scouting for Boys. Here's a quote from the book. Be prepared, which means you are always in a state of readiness in mind and body to do your duty.
Oh, wow.
See that?
Were you a Boy Scout, Yanni?
I was, but you know, I want to call it a regret, but I made it through Life Scout and I never did my final project to become an Eagle Scout.
Oh, really? You got that far?
Oh, I thought you were going to say you regretted being a Boy Scout, saying that you...
I was very fortunate because I got to do Latvian Boy Scouts, which always included the Girl Scouts, which made it a lot more fun, especially as we got into our teens. But we just seemed to have a lot more, I don't know, we just had great adventures. And it just, like my buddies that were doing regular Boy Scouts, would be like, really? That's what you guys do? Like, we went up to Canada and did this like 5-day excursion on canoes. And I don't know, we had a lot, had a lot of good trips.
I think it could vary by like chapter to chapter. Yeah. I worked at a fish hatchery in college and I gave a lot of tours to Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm. Not usually good experiences. They didn't seem like the folks that were out hunting in the fall and fishing in the summer. It seemed like somebody had drugged them there to most of those activities. Question 8. The topic is biology. This next great question comes to us via John Happ. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia at themeateater.com. Second time, he's lost a marker. Here's the question. Lepus cornutus is the scientific name for what fictional creature? I'll spell this for you. Lepus, L-E-P-U-S, cornutus, C-O-R-N-U-T-U-S. Lepus cornutus is the scientific name for what fictional creature?
I don't understand how there can be a scientific name for a fictional creature.
Yeah, it's a super question.
Lepus cornutus.
Are you going to explain that?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's totally dumb. There's not a Linnaean name for a fictional creature.
Does everybody have an answer for what the dumb fictional creature is?
If Yanni, if his perfect game gets blown off something as stupid as this, I'm going to be mad for him.
I mean, my perfect game was blown by a question about what's the wrong thing to do in this situation, right?
Yeah, the fingernail polish.
What's the what shouldn't you do in this?
Everybody have like an answer. Lepus cornutus is a scientific name for what fictional creature? Hunter, you got an answer?
Yeah, I've got one.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Hayden saying jackalope. Randall saying Easter bunny.
God. Ooh, good.
Hunter
good
saying
call.
Bigfoot.
Good
Garrett call. Saying unicorn. Giannis saying unicorn. Steve saying unicorn. Nobody got it. The correct answer is jackalope.
Hayden got
Hayden
it.
Got
it's
it.
Literally
oh, I'm
right
sorry.
Next to you, buddy.
Hayden got it. Saying jackalope.
Hayden's like, that's literally what I wrote.
Here's how to unpack that scientific name. Lepus is the genus that contains hares and jackrabbits. Cornutus is a Latin word meaning has horns. It was widely accepted that jackalopes were real well into the 18th century, and they made many appearances in scientific texts in the Renaissance times. That's how they got a scientific name.
Okay, I like the question.
Because the lepus is in there, you'd be like, oh, I know jackrabbits.
No, you're right. No perfect game for Yanni. It's like a select few players.
Only the tier one.
Are able to achieve
only
that.
Tier one players.
That's kind of like what makes a tier one player, man.
Steve just entered it about an hour ago, actually. Phil, give us a scoreboard update. We have 2 questions left.
Yeah. Sorry, Garrett. Sorry, Hunter.
Can Hunter and I just combine our scores?
And you are still out of the game. Yeah. Steven Vanilla, Hayden Samick, you have 5 points apiece.
Whoa.
Randall, 6 points. And you're not too far behind Giannis, who's throwing a perfect game with 7 points.
No, imperfect.
Just missed one. He just gave up a Texas League single.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. My little scoreboard puts a little cute little trophy next to whoever's in first place, and my brain said, oh, perfect game.
Question.
So, Yanni really, he has to really falter right now.
Well, he's only 1 point ahead, and there's 2 questions left.
No, I thought he had 7 and we have 5.
You're forgetting about Randall.
Randall's got six.
Our his fellow tier two competitor, mm-hmm. who's one question behind.
Oh, I think we should extend an invite to Garrett's dad. I know him.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, he'd play.
You think he'd do it?
You know, if your dad comes, you guys can be on a team.
Oh, man. You're just going to embarrass us as a family?
That'd be the only time someone's ever had a teammate.
Question nine. The topic is cooking. The sirloin tip roast has a sporty nickname that's inspired by its shape. What is it? Steve winning the race again, I think. He did. Oh. The sirloin tip roast has a sporty nickname that's inspired by its shape. What is it?
Oh, wait, hold on a second.
Giannis, is this going to keep you in the lead, you think?
I think so.
Okay. Randall, how you feeling?
Got team up with Randall.
Yeah. I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay, the sirloin tip roast has a sporty nickname. It's inspired by its shape. Garrett Hunter, you guys good? Have an answer?
Doesn't matter.
I'm just writing something.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Hayden saying football. Oh, Randall saying baseball.
Son of a bitches.
Hunter saying tri-tip. Garrett saying tri-tip. Spike. Giannis saying triangle.
Randall's right.
Steve saying tri-tip.
It might be
Randall's
football.
Right.
The correct answer is football. Giving Hayden the correct answer.
Oh, man.
An emergency.
Oh, you said baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is football.
The sirloin tip is located.
I was wondering about sporty.
Yeah, he gave us a tip.
Isn't a baseball top sirloin?
I always try to.
I think it's another name for top sirloin.
Yes, it is.
The sirloin tip is located.
When you handicap for age, that is a legitimate emerging threat.
Yeah.
Because I used to argue that it was a who's oldest contest.
Oh, right.
That's why me and Brody dominated.
He's been around. Yeah.
It's like you have longer to be like, oh, I remember that.
Which is why I do bat.
You know, I've considered doing that.
But how old are you?
I am at least a decade and a half younger.
How old are you?
30. 30.
So imagine, unless he gets kicked in the head by a horse or something, imagine him when he's 48.
Yeah.
Unless he forgets a bunch of stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, it could just start spilling out.
I've considered giving a trivia stat of age, since you think that's important, but I didn't know how I'd feel about asking everyone their age. That would be delicate.
I know most of them.
Okay. Just call HR.
We'll cover that at some point. The sirloin tip is located on the front side of the hind leg. It's a good roast to keep whole or cut into steaks. If you want to learn how to cook a whole one, then go to themeateater.com and check out Danielle Pruitt's recipe for a Texas-style barbecue venison roast.
He put it right in your lap, Yanni. Sporty.
Once you heard it, now you're like, oh, football
he
roast.
He threw it to you like a ball.
Oh, yeah. I used to even mark it on my packages.
Really?
Football. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It's baseball, though.
No, it's football.
Sorry, football.
We have one question left, Phil. Give us a scoreboard update.
Well, Giannis is still in first place with 7 points, but Randall and now Hayden have 6 points. So if they get it right and Giannis gets it wrong,
could have a runoff.
Question 10. The topic is fishing. What Canadian province is home to the scallop capital of the world? What Canadian province is home to the scallop capital of the world? For overtime, we would need Giannis to get this wrong and Hayden or Randall to get it right. What Canadian province is home to the scallop capital of the world? Still no answer from Giannis. How you feeling about this one, Yanni?
Dude, Yanni,
50-50.
Wow. Okay, 50-50. Randall, what are you thinking?
The province that I have down is on a...
Don't give us too many hints.
It's on a coastline. So I feel pretty good about that. Okay.
And there's two coasts in Canada. Thus my 50-50.
Hayden, what are you thinking?
See, I hope Hayden doesn't get it because I don't want to deal with that emerging threat problem.
It's not going to go away if I don't get this one question.
It changes the optics of everything. What Canadian province is home to the scallop capital of the world?
I can't even tell who I'm rooting for.
And I don't know if any of our three contenders have even created an answer yet. Randall, you got one?
Oh, I do.
Okay,
yeah.
Randall's got one.
Garrett and I have one.
We wrote that right away.
I kind of want to help Yanni.
I don't think I'm right.
Steve, you think you know this?
Let me see, Yanni.
I think I got like a 40% chance of getting it right.
Are we ready? Go ahead and reveal your answers.
Well, it's one of two.
We have Hayden saying Nova Scotia. Randall saying British Columbia. Hunter saying Nova Scotia. Garrett saying British Columbia. Yanni saying British Columbia. Steve saying Nova Scotia. We have a correct answer in the room. It's Nova Scotia.
Oh, baby.
Putting Hayden and Giannis into overtime.
Yeah, I got that right, too, you know.
Steve got it right, but it's not good enough to be in the 8 club and go to overtime.
I often use a metric that I call the Steve Index, and if I write something that I'm unsure about and I see Steve wrote it, I typically tend to feel a little bit better about it. Or at least I know there's somebody who's going to voice an equal disdain.
Man, you don't have to be nice to him. He was just rooting against you.
No, I was rooting against him. We don't even have a chip with your name on it.
I contribute to the guest.
Anybody not on there?
Oh, your
gets,
wins are
gets
in there.
Lumped in with the guest.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you have a win in there?
He does have one.
Sure. Well, he got to pull his win out and get him his own chip.
I would love a chip.
We need
who's
a new trophy.
Design it.
Yeah,
he's got two.
We can add a spot.
He needs a
chip. There's room for another row up top there.
We are on to question 11. Play the drop, Phil.
I mean, to be totally frank with you. Tiebreaker. To be totally frank with you, I think Corinne loses her chip.
We'll just scratch it out.
I wasn't going to say it. On there. Hey, what are all the provinces real quick? Can you rip them all off?
Isn't there 13? No, I'm not going to
be able to. There's 13?
I thought so. I don't know.
I didn't think there was
Hey, you bring us some massive territories. We'll make you a chip down there.
4 or 5.
Question 11.
Corinne makes a lot of decisions I'm involved in. I'm not sure I want to replace her.
No, listen. Her win is not a win. It's like, she's gone, you're in.
Okay. Question 11. The topic is conservation, and this is a numerical question. Whoever is closest to the correct answer will be declared our winner. What year was BP's Deepwater Horizon spill that released 134 million gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico?
Hayden already wrote an answer.
A very quick answer from Hayden. I think he did it just out of intimidation. Yanni hasn't even picked up his marker.
Sink when that happened.
Oh, no.
18.
What year was BP's Deepwater Horizon spill that released 134 million gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico? If the rest of the competitors in the room want to play along and write down an answer, you're more than welcome to. But the only ones that matter are Hayden and Giannis. We have Giannis going for his 8th victory and Hayden going for his 2nd.
Wow. I want to win bad, man.
Still without an answer. Good start.
He's like, Hayden's like, I got a level with you. I want to win.
How much time do I have?
Running low on it. Especially considering Hayden had an answer
an
immediately.
Threat.
What year was BP's Deepwater Horizon spill that released 134 million gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico?
Not a good sign that he wrote down what I was thinking.
Hayden, how are you feeling about your answer?
Gary's like, don't do it.
I remember standing in a specific place when I heard about this. I could be messing it up, and I also don't know whether this is like when it happened or when like
Hayden could walk.
Hear about
it. There's a hint. Hayden could walk
heard about it 5 years
happened.
Late.
Yanni, how are you feeling about your answer?
I'm within a decade.
Okay. Go ahead. And reveal your answers. Hayden saying 2010, Giannis saying 2019.
I think Hayden's going to be closer.
No, I think I'm dead nuts.
The correct answer is 2010, making Hayden our winner and hitting it right on the nose.
Thank you. Thank you.
To think of how far Giannis fell. Let's review that for a minute. Giannis was playing a perfect game.
I had a 2-point cushion.
Faltered, got overtaken by a newcomer, and then bested.
Who doesn't even have a spot on the trophy. Very impressive, Hayden, that you hit it right
Not
on the nose.
Not even a chip.
Wow.
I think one of the most impressive things that's happened to Mediator Trivia is the time, Steve, that you got that there were 35 states with confirmed populations of feral hogs, and when Hayden nailed the date when the BP oil spill
Well,
happened.
Can I clarify something on that?
Let's hear it.
I don't know if the listeners knew, but remember there was a technical issue?
That we had, like, cords were unplugged. And
it allowed me to make a map of America.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What do you think your answer was before that? Because we had one of the baseball players, one of the Mets, I think was said 37, which was also like wildly close to the correct answer.
I had started out higher and came down once I made my map.
Yeah. 35, well done. Hayden, 2010, dead nuts. You are the winner of Meat Eater Trivia. Where is the $500 donation going to go?
I got to find out exactly what the charity is called, but our own Hillary Byrne, her mother was involved in a charity, and I saw Hillary making a post for Giving Tuesday. And I would like it to go there. You know, honestly, I'm just taking Hillary's word for it. And I remember on Giving Tuesday wanting to donate to it, but
her mom passed away about a year ago, I think.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So, well done, Hayden. $500 donation going to that organization.
A place he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Good job, Hayden.
It's all right.
Thanks. That ends our year of Meat Eater Trivia. Before we get out of here, though, I want to say a few words to the audience while we close out 2022. I'm so appreciative of all the people who listen and the significant others who have to listen against their will. Everyone who sends in questions and corrections. Sometimes I damn near tear up when I think about what it is I get to do for a living. And none of that would be possible without the listening audience. They're so engaging. So genuinely, thank you. It means the world to me that you're listening. We'll be back in 2023 with more of The Only Game Show, where conservation always wins.
Let's hear some applause for Spencer. All
right. Yeah, Spencer. Good
job, Spencer. This man's here, great host, has never won a round, but just shows
not
up.
Even close to winning a single round.
I don't care
round.
What Steve says every single week. You're wonderful.
Don't even get a spot on the trophy.
Hey, we're going to take a little break here and talk about Interstate batteries. Now, if you're like me, enjoying the great outdoors, you need gear that is as reliable as it gets. That's why I power my adventures with Interstate batteries. I use Interstate batteries in my boats. I use Interstate batteries in my camper. Great for your truck, too. From Alaska to Montana, they're outrageously dependable. Battery is essential. With over 150,000 dealer locations, finding one is easy. For all your vehicles, land or sea, choose Interstate. Head to interstatebatteries.com and find your power today. You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without your essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. Man, I was just in Hawaii and I had my Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie with me. And here's the deal. We're in and out of the water all the time, getting in to go spearfishing, getting out, taking the kids to the beach. I'm not going to mess around all day putting sunscreen on, then having to get washed off. I just run a hoodie. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.